Foley.
As well, highs of 13 to 17 degrees. Today FM News, the more at 3.
More at 3.
Ray Foley.
Thanks, Ben.
It's Ray Foley.
That's me.
Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
And a very good afternoon to you. Ray's here, JP's there.
How are you?
If you want to catch me on Instagram, just look up my name on Instagram and send me something that might be appropriate for me to play for you out of the two. Just after the 2 o'clock news headlines, Dara sent me this. Dara, a lady Dara.
Okay, yeah.
Sent me this. Not a male Dara.
Now, a lady Dara, can that be spelled both ways? D-A-I-R-E or D-A-R second or A-G-H or just D-A-R-A? I mean, you got options.
There's D-A-R-A is this lady.
Yeah, okay. It's a Dara deep dive.
Dara sent me the comedian Kevin James Thornton.
Right.
He's talking in auto-tune. Which in itself makes me amuses me. Have a listen briefly.
When I was a kid, a neighbor boy named Tim.
Right. So he does.
It's kind of like, is it T-Pain is famous for that?
Yeah, he tells the whole story in auto-tune, and it's a funny story. Have a listen. One for the Star Wars fans.
When I was a kid, a neighbor boy named Tim convinced me to bury all of my Star Wars figures in the front yard. He said someday would be a beautiful time capsule moment for someone, so I reluctantly did it. But a couple days later, I regretted it, and I went back out to dig up my Star Wars figures. But for some reason, I couldn't figure out exactly where they were, and eventually I just gave up. And after all these years, I sometimes wonder, are they still somewhere in my childhood front yard, or did someone have a beautiful moment where they went to plant a tree or perhaps a garden, and then down in the soil was Chewbacca staring up at them? But literally just now it occurred to me that Tim stole my fucking Star Wars figure.
I mean, from the opening line of that story, I was going, Tim stole them. Dude.
Tim's a thief. Oh my god, I can't believe it.
Wild Republic. Excuse me, I just want to inquire.
Yes?
How many republics are there?
Oh, it's just the one, sir.
Just the one?
Yeah, one republic.
How do you feel about that? There's only the one of them. I ain't worried about it.
Was it worth it? You decide.
Text in your vote on that. We'll be taking your correspondence through the afternoon. 0874 100102. Raise my name. There's JP.
How you doing?
The gang's all here.
I love a Thursday. Thursday's nearly better than a Friday.
This is what Pamela Joyce was saying earlier on, that I've got a glint in my eye, like a divilment or something. There's no divilment. It's just like, this is great now, we made it. Now we can just enjoy Thursday, skim on through Friday, and away we go. Text and WhatsApps 0874 100102. Apparently Pamela Joyce was saying that you're from did she say you're from Drogheda?
Yeah, that's unnecessary.
At what point did she say that? Was it when we were in?
Was it underhanded after I'd left, maybe behind my back?
JP's not from Drogheda.
No.
He's from Dundurn.
Yes.
JP, I can't believe you let Pamela Joyce say you were from Drogheda. Worst insult ever for someone from Dundalk. Come on the town. Is it come on the town or up the town?
It's both, actually.
All right, yeah. Okay. From Gareth Kelly from Dundalk. Hey, JP, Pam just told the whole country that you're from Drogheda. Let's hear it. Screw you, Shelbyville. Come on the town.
Everybody knows Drogheda's a fake place. Drogheda thinks it's in Dublin. It's a fake place.
That's it, that's
Whereas
true.
Whereas Dundalk is loud and proud.
Yeah.
There's no messing.
A lot of the rest of us, though, like those of us that don't have experience of that neck of the woods, or dubs, or you know, people from the rest of the country, think that Drogheda and Dundalk are the same thing.
Which is a continuing source of annoyance for people from Dundalk.
Oh, absolutely. It's taken me 20 years to learn that they're actually two separate places. I still haven't confirmed. I've never gone on Google Maps to confirm.
I'm sure, can you?
If you zoom right in on Dundalk or Drogheda, you'll end up on exactly the same longitude and latitude.
Not true.
Exactly the same thing. And on the subject as well of Dara. Dara sent me the link in for the funny bit earlier on. By the way, you can catch me anytime on Insta. Just either tag me or forward it on to me in the DMs. And then See, it's a hard one to explain because there's loads of funny videos, loads of great videos of dogs and cats and babies doing funny stuff, but it needs to make sense on the radio as well, you know? So just put a bit of thought into it before you tag me or send it to me, yeah? Because I don't want to be watching it and then going, sure, I can't use this at all. And I get lots of those. On the subject of Dara, how do you spell a lady Dara? Or can you spell a lady who's a Dara? Can you spell them in all of the variations of ways that a man spells a Dara? This is a Dara, a male Dara, clearing up the Dara spelling for us. This is good radio. Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Because write down the date. It's just like,
we put this in for the awards next year, will we?
6th of Oct. We're almost certain
strong to show.
Shoe in. Okay. Dara, where you go in your own time, sir?
All right, lads. The ways it's spelled Dara, D-A-I-R-E, yep. Dara, D-A-R-A, D-A-R-R-A, D-A-R-R-A-G-H. And then there's the Irish for it is Darach, is D-A-R-A-C-H.
Right.
And there's a Celtic one for Dagda, it sounds like.
Dagda.
D-A-G-D-A.
No.
I don't know how you pronounce that, sure.
Buddy, thanks for clearing that up for us. No love the show or anything there, Dara, at the end.
Disappointed
in you. I'm marking you down for a boring voicemail. And B,
we asked for it.
And B, no love the show at the end. Again, not answering the question, though, either. How does a female... I don't think a female Dara would ever do the D-A-R-R-A-G-H.
No, you wouldn't see that.
I think it would be more D-A-R-A.
I wouldn't say they go for a Darak either.
No, but a D-A-I-R-E, I know a couple of female D-A-I-R-Es. Anyway, good stuff, all solid stuff, and a great way to start the broadcast this afternoon with your correspondence. We'll do the roll call after this. It's Sam Fender, 17 going under. You're on Today FM. I remember the sickness was... Sam Fender, 17 going under. Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon to you. Well, he's not back. Dara's not back, is he?
He's back, lads.
Look out, lads. He's back.
I'm back, lads.
Right, go on.
D-A-I-R-A is the female version. And lads, love the show.
Hey, too late now, though. Dara, thanks for the correspondence. And like I said, I'm marking you down. I marked him down, what, 65 points? Was it 65?
65
listener points. But I am prepared, given that you followed up and did your best, I'm prepared to give you 4 back.
61 points down.
61. You're in your minus 61 for Dara. It's definitely hard to come back from those kind of numbers.
Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. It's Jay Pressure.
0874-100-102. You in, you out. What's going on with you today? Hi, guys. I have a girl called Dara from Kitty. My son is Dara, and you're right. Female version is Dara. Love the show. Have a great day from Rosie. Sorry, my son is Dara. You're right. Female version is Dara.
Reading out these text messages is going to be a challenge if you don't spell them out.
My son is D-A-R-R-A-G-H. You're right. The female version is D-A-I-R-E. But then you'd have male D-A-I-R-Es as well, though, wouldn't you? Cheers, Rosie. And the female should be Dara. That's old version. With the male being Dara. D-A-I-R-E versus D-A-R-A. D-A-R-R-A-G-H is more modern version. D-A-R-A as a girl is the version used in the US. Sinead is in Cork. S-I-N-E-A-D. S-I-N-E for the A-D. In Cork. C-O-R.
Oh, God.
C-A-I-G. H. That's ma'am to Dara a boy. D-A-R-A a boy.
You're welcome to scan around the other radio stations. You will find no station discussing Dara's.
You'll find nothing
today.
Greater. You'll find nothing greater. I dare you.
D-A-R-E.
I-D-A... On show, Ray, the week is flying by. We'll be untangling the Christmas lights in no time. Love the show from Michael and Anya. A for the I-N-E. And do me a favour, Ray, and drown out the work from home chancers who come into my office on a Thursday. They only do the one day a week and then skive off for the weekend from Pete, not my real name. Pete, not his real name, not your real name. Hey, good to have you. And yeah, absolutely, to the work from home skivers. You're fooling nobody, lads. This is Nelly at Today FM. Nelly, Ride With Me, featuring City Spud.
Okay.
An unusual spud, it has to be said.
One of your urban spuds.
An urban potato participating in that piece of music. Do you know what he really adds to it, has to be said? Is he doing the hey, must be the money in the bit of it?
He might
the
be the hype guy in the background.
Today FM playing the music you love, that's Nelly. Ray Foley's my name. JP joins me.
Oh, yeah.
And your texts this afternoon, 0874-100-102. Thank you so much for all the texts with regards to Dara and the spelling thereof, both for male and female, and the different interpretations, different versions.
It really blew up, didn't it?
It sure did. Lots of texts on that. Anne texted, she says, Thursdays are better than Fridays. A controversial opinion there, it has to be said, Anne. I'm pounding through work today for an easy day tomorrow and then into a long weekend for Thanksgiving. The joys of living in Canada, eh? Second long weekend in a row from... Is it Canadian Thanksgiving?
I thought that was the last weekend in November.
No, that's the American one. And it could be around now, the Canadian one. Is that the case, Anne?
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Eh?
Yeah.
You need to throw a Thanksgiving eh at the end of otherwise...
Are you going out?
No.
Hey, you're going out? For Thanksgiving, eh? Eh? Do you have a Black Friday in Canada? And the only thing that's reduced is maple syrup. And with regard to the Dara thing, once again, if you don't win an award for this segment, I'll be shocked. Shocked, spelt S-H-O-C-K-T from Ian. Ian, thank you for that. And yeah, I was actually thinking to myself, you know the way... We do a bit, right?
A bit, yeah.
A bit on the radio.
Yeah.
And we don't think it's great. Mm. Do you think in saying that we know it's not great negates doing the bit?
Or kind of rescues it?
That it's like, yeah, we know this isn't great. And now we have a little dig at it and acknowledge that it's not entirely our best work.
Does it make it any easier to listen to, though?
The thing is, though, we've still done the bit. I mean, there's no getting away from that.
Ray Foley.
We can't erase that
with
from the tape.
Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
Kongs, this girl of Today FM. Dara, we're done with this now, man. You can just let it go. We've moved on. We've already forgotten about this. We won't hear any more about this now until I look at my social media after 4:30 this afternoon and people berating me for the low quality radio broadcasting once again this afternoon.
Will you be getting roasted?
Oh, I'll be scalded again.
We've become bogged down in Dara's. We're mired in Dara's.
Dara, what is it, man?
Hey, Ray.
Yes, Dara.
It's Dara again.
Yeah.
It's D-A-R-R-A-G-G-H. Just in case you're worried.
Did you put two G's in your Dara, Dara? That's a strange one there. We're opening this one up again. What do you think of this?
Yeah, it would make you think about movies, all right.
This is Nordy's old music that we used to use.
Right.
Is it too bibbidi boppity?
It could be a little bit pacey.
Hey, Colm.
Hey, Ray. Hey, JP.
How are you?
All good yourself?
I'm merely surviving.
Really?
What do you think of this whole Dara thing? How do you spell Dara? Just off the top of your head, how would you spell Dara if you were asked to spell it?
I'd save an R for a rainy day and go one R in the middle.
One R?
Yeah.
So you D-A-R-A...
A-G-H.
Why would you...
Then, of course, there's D-A-R-A.
Oh, look, we've been there. Honestly, we've explored the subject. We have.
You should get this Dara on the show. Insight here.
What?
You should get Dara on the show.
We've already had enough Daras, in fairness. Will we have a look ahead to what's happening in the cinemas? Well, do cinemas first, actually.
Yeah, let's
do cinemas. I think we've got a few streamy bits that I want to talk about as well. Amsterdam is the star-studded movie that everyone's talking about.
That's right. I mean, perhaps the best way to describe this film and do it justice is just to name the star-studded lineup. Mm-hmm. Christian Bale, Margot Robbie, John David Washington, Chris Rock, Robert De Niro, Remy Malek, Mike Myers, and many, many more, Taylor Swift included.
Cheapers.
Directed by David O. Russell.
Yeah.
Wow. And look, the reason I led with that is because the rest of it's a bit... I like David O. Russell. I like his movies. I like Silver Linings Playbook. I like American Hustle. I love The Fighter. And I think it's an ambitious project to get all this cast together. And it's beautiful. It's really well shot. And the story is half decent because it's sort of based on a true story from 1933.
What's it about?
When three friends witness a murder. They become suspects themselves, so that's handy enough, basic enough storyline, but it's all in the background of one of the most outrageous plots in American history, where a fascist tried to overthrow the US government. So it's based in the early 1930s. So really, really interesting plot, cast, looks great. Then you watch the over 2 hour duration of it and you're like, because first of all, the film's called Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes of the film is based in Amsterdam.
And the rest of it is where?
All around the crack. Like, it's World War One. So they start in they start in France. That's where they meet.
You know, it kind of, even regardless of what the film is
Amsterdam.
Called.
Like, one would have a weekend. They go to Amsterdam, just a little bit.
Yeah, and like on the Ryanair.
And the best part of the month was going to Amsterdam. And the best part of this film was the three lads going to Amsterdam for the crack.
Not great, getting great reviews.
No. Getting panned. And look, David O. Russell is kind of a controversial figure. A lot of stories about him, how difficult he is to work with. George Clooney said it was the worst experience of his life working
with
David.
People say the same about me, though, in fairness.
I don't believe any of that.
No one says it to my face.
But no one realises how friendly a face you have when you're listening. You have a really good listening face.
It's when the mics are off that you really get the
true gist. You're it, which is defensive, but your face says welcome and speak to me.
Absolutely. Give it to me. Let's talk about the Woman King. The reviews already that I've read about that. I haven't seen any of it. Watch the trailer, it looks incredible.
Yeah.
And the reviews and people, the hype for this is insane already. The Woman King.
Yeah, it's like a female gladiator, I suppose. So like, to give the synopsis up for people to go to watch it, and they really shut it out tomorrow as well, it's about the Agoji, the all-female warrior unit who protected the West African kingdom of Dahomey, which is modern-day Benin, between the 17th and 19th century. So it stars Viola Davis, and she's the general who trains the next generation of warriors to fight their enemies. So look, again, like a fairly basic premise. There's nothing here that you'll never have seen before, but it's shot so spectacularly, and it's an all-female cast who are, you know, basically kicking ass and taking names. And it's based on a true story. Now, the other side of it is, if you do a bit of research onto this, you'll find that there may be some historical inaccuracies, and some of them will be quite serious. So it's worth researching the background of the film. But as a spectacle,
come on,
it's fantastic.
Why about just enjoying a film for a film's
That's
sake?
What it is.
Whether they get it right or wrong.
Look, it's a very, very enjoyable watch. It looks fantastic, and it absolutely races by, unlike Amsterdam. And they're both out tomorrow. So look, everybody gets to 4:30 p.m. on a Friday. They thought they've reached the peak of their week because the Ray Foley show's finished. Where do you go from here? You could go to the cinema
uphill,
and you can pick one of two, and I would go to the Woman King.
They're in the trough of the final moments of our Friday broadcast. Yeah. Let's look at streaming then, because this is a bit of a departure for Marvel in the Disney scheme of things, because they're doing a horror. They're doing a werewolf production.
Yes.
For ahead of Halloween, for October.
Yeah, Werewolf by Night. This is a bit of a crack, actually, because the director of the movie said that modern day horror movies are a bit too sadistic, so he wants to make more family friendly. So this is actually suitable for about 14 years and above, and you'll see that from the trailer as well, is that it doesn't take itself too seriously. Like, there's definitely going to be a bit of gore on show, but you can see that the cast are having a great old time altogether. And look, it's based on the Marvel Cinematic Universe. My thoughts are very open about that, but it's enjoyable.
There's no Thor in this. There's no Captain America. There's no superheroes in this. But it seems to be the case that there's a werewolf in it, and we don't know very much else. I mean, even from watching the trailer, you don't get much of what's happening. Is this a TV series or a movie?
It's a one-off film. It's only 50 minutes in duration.
Oh, that's it. Right, okay.
So you're in and you're out, really. Right. I mean, that's content these days, you know. In and out.
Do you reckon?
You love it. Sets you in the mood for Halloween.
But the Dara thing has been going on now since 2 o'clock. I mean, it's been good for nearly 45 minutes now at this stage. I mean, seriously, someone should have pulled the plug on the whole Dara text discussion before now. And the Midnight Club, big excitement. This is like a tradition in our house, the Midnight Club, because this is your man, the same guy behind The Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, Mike Flanagan.
This is his. Every October, he comes out with something for us, and this time it's kind of like a teenage teen scare thing.
So there's eight patients together, and they're all terminally ill, and they come together at midnight every night to tell each other stories. And the pact they make with each other is that the first person who dies, they're going to basically show signs that there is an afterlife. So that happens, the first person passes, but from there, very spooky events occur. And it's streaming on Netflix from tomorrow as well, Friday night. So if you're not going out, if you're staying in, this is actually a great show.
Definitely worth the watch. Yeah, we tend to. This is the problem, though. It comes up to Halloween, and we've watched it like 2 weeks ago. Leave it till the week of Halloween before you watch it. The Haunting of Hill House was incredible, and there was a follow. What was the werewolf one last? Or not a werewolf, a vampire one last?
Midnight Mass.
Yes, that was brilliant.
Midnight Mass is generally terrifying.
It was terrifying, but great crack. A manageable scary for me, because you know me, I'm not good at terrifying or gore or saw or that business.
You know, manage it. You know when you're in a cinema and you have popcorn, you're ready to enjoy the film. It's a horror film, but I'm just waiting for the jump.
You don't
so
want to
I
be
can't
thrown
enjoy the popcorn.
You don't want to be thrown on top of the person in front of you. Colm, thanks for your contribution this week.
No problem.
And there you're there this weekend. Amsterdam's in cinemas. The Woman King, Werewolf by Night is streaming on Disney Plus, and you get the Midnight Club on the Netflix is on there. Give yourself a little bit of spooky, spooky. Supergrass and all right. This is Today FM. Supergrass and all right, this is Today FM. We play the music you love. Yeah, the Woman King. Viola Davis, it plays the Woman King, an African queen loosely based on a true story, but not entirely true, according to Colm earlier on. It sounds like someone texted said it sounds a bit like Xena, Warrior Princess.
No. That low budget nonsense.
Remember that back in the 90s and that theme tune from Ellen. Ellen, I've looked, I don't have the theme tune. I'll try and dig it out for you, but off the top of my head, I don't remember the Xena Warrior Princess theme.
Ray Foley.
Good times,
with
though.
Supermax and the Plaza
good
Group.
Times.
Now open at the end. 17
walking,
Plaza in
Tune. When they're always walking.
Yeah.
It was like an episode of The West Wing, most of them. They're just walking and walking and walking. And eventually they get there, have a fight.
Scrap.
And they start walking again. And sitting around a campfire chatting as well. I suppose once you do all that walking, you need to stop and take a rest from time to time. Stay on to the FM. We're playing Lady Gaga for you.
The last word with
Lady Gaga, Poker Face, this is Today FM, playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon, how you doing? Ray Foley on for your Thursday. That's Xena, Warrior Princess theme tune. I went and found a few.
Any good?
It's all right, you shall remember it now. Do you remember it now?
Vaguely. I've seen swords, leather skirts.
Be watching Xena, the Warrior Princess, while wearing a leather skirt, would you? And a bustier of some kind.
Yeah.
And your hoop, your lovely hoop. It's got a kind of Game of Thrones vibes, doesn't it? Maybe because I'm singing the Game of Thrones theme tune.
Ray Foley.
I mean, that might be
with Supermax and the Plaza Group. Always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Play Carly Rae Jepsen in a couple of minutes and the biggest amount ever on the cash machine. Once again, Today FM's cash machine amount is, and this is your final reminder, €81,190.40. You could be winning this cash in the next hour. That's
Carl Henry
up.
Here. Your immune system is your body's shield.
Joel Carey in bed. This is Today FM playing the music you love, Ireland. A very good afternoon to you. Ray here, it's JP.
How are you?
Feeling good, feeling happy?
Groovy.
Thursday. Groovy?
Yeah.
Thursday on Today FM. We've got a guest this afternoon, actually. Probably our most fabulous guest ever since we've come back in on afternoons. Actually, since we started on afternoons in February, which, by the way, is 8 months ago now, our next guest said she was going to come in anytime. I'll come in anytime. I'd love to chat. It's been 8 goddamn months trying to get her in.
Yeah, she's put us on the long finger.
Oh, ridiculous. She's been holding up the long finger at us.
Yeah. Talk to my agent.
Talk to my people. That's have my people call your people. We'll talk, we'll do lunch.
She's a big noise, you know?
Well, literally, she is a big noise, actually, because there's an article today. I tell you what, bring her in.
Well, I go get her.
You go get her. You go get our lovely next guest, ladies and gentlemen, formerly of this parish. Now on the RT televisions and flogging hairbrushes to beat the band. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mairéad Rowland.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Could you be the most beautiful girl in the world? Mairéad Rowland, the most beautiful girl in the world?
Definitely not. Have you seen the size of the spot here? Look at that spot.
Give us a
at my
one.
Age,
that
I thought
one.
I would not
That's
get spots anymore, yeah. But it turns out you do.
That's yes. One for the webcams.
There we go. Right in. Zoom in. Zoom in on that one. Huge.
Up close.
Gotta pop
Isn't
that bitch. Did you stop with the stupid songs?
Does himself roll over in the bed beside you and say, oh, that's a good one, I'll squeeze that for you.
No, he hasn't seen it. I sleep on my left, so he hasn't seen it yet.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, okay, you're keeping it from him.
I'm hiding the spot from him. Hi!
Hi! Welcome back to Today FM.
Oh, yay, it's
lovely. Ronan, everybody.
Lovely being here.
Have you been excited about it? 8 months. We're 8 months back on now, on afternoons.
Yeah.
This is strange. When they approached me and said...
Oh, did they?
Would you come to the FM? Any chance of a gig, you know, Foley on Today FM in the afternoons? I said, that'll be amazing. Dream lineup.
Yeah.
On with Mairead. We'll have the best time. What did Mairead do? She quit the minute she heard it was coming in.
Gone.
Gone. Quick, take my notice immediately.
Out the gap. That was what was the quote? I want to spend time with my children.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to spend time with their children.
Yeah, I know. I kind of got that one wrong, didn't I? I did. I've worked a lot this week because I do love spending time with my children, but I've also realised it's kind of nice being away from your kids too.
Well, what have you been at? Like, which is the brushes and of course the telly.
So yeah, telly, I've done Ireland's Fittest Family again for the 10th year. I can't, 10 years doing it. 10 years, can you believe it? Double digits. Ireland's Fittest Family.
I suppose, yeah. Did think that it's going that long, actually. I would have put it at like 6 or 7 maybe, yeah. But
so here we go. I've been there from the start. We didn't think we'd get past the second year, and then the third year we're like, oh god, they've commissioned it again, and here we are 10 years later.
And it's flying. I mean, it's must watch telly every week.
It really is. It's lovely because it is one of those shows, we say it all the time, it's one of those few shows that people can watch with your 3-year-old, your 4-year-old, or the granny also likes it too, and everybody comments on it. It's kind of like that Dancing with the Stars. People go, I could have done that. That was easy. I would have got up that ramp first time in that rain with muddy shoes.
This week everyone was talking about the kid hanging off the
Yeah, he's brilliant. Aaron.
Yeah,
14 years of age. Absolutely brilliant. And he's been watching it since, he's been watching since he was 6 or 7. So, you know, he's always wanted to be on the show. And here he is this year. And he's absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic.
Gorgeous family.
Speaking of family and spending time with your kids, we've been doing, this is what the nation has been most animated about this afternoon.
Oh, right.
The spelling of the name Dara. And you have a Dara.
I have a Dara, I know. And I've gone with the easy D-A-R-A because I love the name Dara, but I think my Dara is going to travel the world. So
your Dara's a girl.
It's a boy. So Dara O'Brien is a girl
as well?
There
was consensus on the text that D-A-R-A was a girl.
No, it's not. But the texters are wrong, which I also know many times from working here for 19 years. That just because someone texted in doesn't mean they're right, JP.
Abusing the listeners now that you're gone. Don't be giving them a stick now that you're gone.
All the texts are wrong. 087-4100. Jenny says, OMG, tell her we love her so much. But obviously,
is that Jenny Kelly?
We've just established Jenny's a fool.
I was talking to Jenny Kelly today too.
How is she?
She's actually feeling really poorly. She got an awful dose.
Yeah, she married one, didn't she?
Stop it.
Oh, there's the promo. Kaboom. Perfect. Lovely setup, lovely payoff. That's Radio 101.
It was almost like
still
we're
such a wagon. Like, I thought the other day when you're going on about, nobody's not even my birthday. I'm 42 now.
This is why. This is why everyone hates me.
Yes, it is, Ray. Stop being such a wagon. Such a wagon.
So here's your serious questions. Here's your questions.
Serious questions.
Who is your favourite Ray on the radio in the afternoons?
Do you really want me to say that? It's going to hurt your heart, Ray, more than the fact that you didn't get balloons and a cake for your birthday.
Ray Wingnut on spin is quite good, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, Ray Wingnut, I like him. Yeah.
Will you stay with us?
I'd love to stay with you.
Will you let me play Britney Spears and Elton John?
I'll tell you a Britney story after this.
Okay, right, we'll play this. This is Today FM. More with Mairead Ronan after this. The Weekend and Take My Breath. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. My name is Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you?
And Mairead Ronan joins us this afternoon. Isn't she lovely?
Stop it.
You are lovely. Do you know what? I tell these people this story genuinely.
Oh no.
About us when we were kids. We were
babies.
We were 22, 23 years of age when we first met each other.
Yep.
You were already an adult to me.
I was very grown up. You still haven't grown up, but like, that's fine.
I still have a lot of growing to do.
She grew out, not up.
But anyway, when you were a real child.
When I was a child, and I was working in a radio station called Spin in Dublin. And I was given a job to come and work in a radio station in Abbey Street. To go onto national radio, onto Today FM.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anyone.
Mm-hmm.
I knew nobody in the building, right? And it was my first week and I was bricking it. Like you can imagine. And I was, like I say, a child. And I was going to be on the same radio station as Ian Dempsey and Ray Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Dunn was on the air at the time. Tony Fenton. And I was bricking it, right? I was genuinely.
I would be now.
And the first, like walking around like a work experience, Willie, our boss, actually thought I was on work experience. he stopped me in the kitchen at one point and said to me,
what school do you go to?
Yeah, he thought I was on work experience. And you were the first person to talk to me.
Oh, Oh, yeah. I'm delighted.
And you invited me to this thing that was like a pub quiz or a table quiz that was going to be on Kylie's Cross Road,
yeah.
And I'll always remember that. I always remember feeling like so like a fish out of water because I left all my friends. I left my girlfriend, all my work pals, all my friends were still in Spain and I'd gone to Today FM. He hadn't even started on the show yet.
Yeah.
And you were the like, you were the first person to say hello, to be my work friend.
To be friend.
And it was great. It was lovely.
Mairead, you know radio. You can't sell ahead to a Britney story and then not tell the Britney story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. So the Britney story is not really about Britney. It's about me because we're focusing on me for the next few minutes.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point of the interview.
So I was just telling you that Ireland's Fittest Family final, we had the worst weather ever. It was a couple of weeks ago when we shot the final and I was up a mountain in Wicklow and it was lashing rain, but you know, slanty rain that's coming left and right and kind of up towards you as well. Uh-huh. And we finished the final. I was like, congratulations to the blah, blah, blah. They're the new champions of Ireland's Fittest Family, blah, blah, blah. That's a wrap from the director. I got in my car to drive home and I went, oh, is that how I looked on TV? I looked like Britney Spears.
Britney.
But no, like Britney now, she's been twirling around her studio with like, you know, matted hair and a bad pony, black makeup all under my eyes. And instead of a sweaty face, it was just a wet face.
Do you know what?
So
Britney's living her best life.
Yeah, and I had been living my best life that day until I saw my reflection and thought, that's how I appeared on TV. And I wonder why the RTE never offered me any of the gigs. That is why.
When is the finale going to be on?
Oh, well, I don't know. This Sunday, 6:30 is show 2. So right, I'm really bad at maths. Just another few weeks. Yeah. I think it's the end of November.
So when that episode goes out,
I'll warn everybody.
There'll be an article saying RTE Fittest Family viewers are the finale of RTE Fittest Family. Everyone's tweeting the same. Everyone's saying the same thing.
State of Mairead. Hashtag State of Mairead.
Hashtag free. What was it? Free Britney.
Yes.
Hashtag lock up Mairead.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's going to be. Thanks, Ray.
They're going to be suggesting that Mairead goes under conservatorship.
Stop it.
How's the fam?
The fam are good. My son's in town right now doing a barista course.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he's in TY, so he got to do all these sorts of different things.
So making a good cup of coffee.
He made me a lovely coffee earlier on.
It's going to be dead handy.
Very nice, very handy. And then the little two smallies are controversially in Irish dancing.
Oh, oh dear.
Being cheated out of medals all over the place.
Oh, no. Right. Okay, have you sent any inappropriate text messages trying to fix?
No, I haven't done that.
Right, okay.
Yet.
We've got the screen
grabs. Maybe when they hit the world. At 6 and 4, though, it's really just, I looked in at last week's class and I think two of them were doing handstands and just chatting to their mates.
Right.
So there was less dancing, more chatting.
But you don't have them for that hour, which is the important thing.
It's like, the important thing. Somebody else's wants problem. To spend time with my kids. Irish dancing, tennis, music class, piano twice a week and GAA.
But you've got the bread and the brushes.
I do. I've got the bread, Brennan's bread and my brushes. Farrow.ie. Thanks, Ray.
I read an article. I saw a photograph of you doing a deal with Arnott's that you're going ahead of Christmas, you're going to be in there selling the brushes.
I am, which is lovely because I started my working life long before here. I was working in Arnott's. I was actually still working in Arnott's when I started in here. I was afraid to give up the Arnott's gig in case the Today FM one didn't work out.
Yeah, sure, I'm still working in Arnott's.
And here I am going back to Arnott's.
I'll see you in there before Christmas.
Yeah, you're still in the stock room, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you do? So you've got your own, like,
my own brand of my own brand of brushes were Farrow brushes. They were in Petermark, in loads of their salons, were stocked on their shelves, and we're going into Arnott's for Christmas as well. So I'm excited
about
that.
Look at this. Look at this.
And more time away from the kids.
Yeah, any excuse. She said she was leaving Today FM. She hasn't been home since.
It's crazy. Louise, like, any chance you're coming home tonight?
Serious question. Reading this article, The Mirror. I love the pace. I feel organised. I can catch my breath. This is not working in radio, right?
Oh, yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
It says here, though, if RTE came knocking, she might consider it. I love listening to the RTE Radio 1. I don't know. Maybe when the kids are a bit bigger, I consider... Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. We're not having you going on RTE radio.
No, I don't think they're having me either. I think the last time I checked my phone, there were no new messages.
You're one of ours.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
I know. If I come back to radio, it's only to hear, Ray.
Absolutely.
To you.
Here,
post out your prizes, to make you coffee, and to brush your hair.
That'll be with the most fabulous
Brennan's bread sandwiches. Okay, that's
fine.
What I can do.
That's grand. Well, in that case, we'll see you in another 8 months then.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll stay in touch.
Yes.
Ireland's Fittest Family.
Sunday.
Sunday nights, 6:30 p.m.
That's the one.
RTE1 television.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't rain this week in the show, so I'm all right.
She's going to look all right this week.
I think it doesn't rain. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mairead Rowan.
Thanks for having me, lads.
Darling, it's always a pleasure.
Love the show.
With Supermax.
Home of the
one. Rihanna, don't stop the music. This is Today FM. We play the music you love, Ireland, good afternoon. Please don't stop the music, music, music. Mairead Rowan in with us earlier on. What a beauty.
Yeah.
What a lovely lady.
Love her.
She seems quite nice, doesn't she?
Oh, wow, that's a loaded thing to say. She seems quite nice.
That's pretty, you know, she seems quite nice.
I thought you were saying it was all surface.
Wait,
it was all a performance. Well, she seems nice.
Make of my observation what you will. Text 0874-100-102. Dan texted. He said, "Surely La 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 Long Weekend should get a spin, lads." Dan, I'm only getting the text now. I missed the trick on the La 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 Long Weekend. I've got my
well. It's a La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend.
La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend.
La 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 Long Weekend. La 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 Long Weekend.
Stop, it's not a long weekend. No, it's not. I will do that later. 0874-100-102. Oh, lovely to hear Mairead's voice from Patrice. Great to hear Mairead again. Lots of love from Jer in Cork. Ray, that dose line made me spit out my lunchtime cornflakes from Enda. I gotta tell you, I enjoyed it myself. It was all in jest.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. Thank you, Jer.
Good fun, yeah. You know, good people, old colleagues, joke.
JFM,
joke. Right, to JFM's cash machine. A massive record-breaking total on the cash machine this afternoon. Excuse me. Over €81,000. Barry's making that call for us this afternoon. If your phone rings, answer within the five rings. Tell us the exact total. Wishing you the very best of luck. Let's go. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome, sir.
One ring. Two rings.
Dr. Meehan, is it? What can I do? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
Yes, I can.
Who are we talking to today?
This is Hassan Muzamil.
Hassel, where are you?
I'm at work, actually.
Okay, you sound kind of busy. Set the scene for us. Where are you working today?
I'm in the hospital.
Okay. Are you busy enough to take our call, or can we, you know, maybe call you back next week?
No. I'm free to take the call, yeah.
I thought you might be. You know I am calling, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Thursday, 6th of October, 2022, I think is the day that neither of us are ever going to forget. But tell us this, when did you enter the cash machine?
Just today.
How are the nerves?
Very excited now.
I know, so am I. This is just incredible. Will you take another deep breath for me?
Yeah.
Well, whenever you're ready, Hassel, we would love to know that record-breaking cash amount. How much is in there?
Can I tell you in numbers?
Yeah.
So it's 81190.40.
Mm-hmm. Hassel, you have broken the record for the cash machine.
Whoa.
There's a man trying not to celebrate too much in the hospital right now because that would be inappropriate.
Well, it's great.
We're so delighted for you. How are the nerves now?
It's settling now, yeah.
I would imagine so. Hey, what's the hospital? Can you tell us which one you're in?
I'm in Galway.
Okay, you've had a couple of days to think about this because this cash total has been a couple of rollovers, so you've had a few days to think about what you would do with the money. Is there anything on the bucket list, Hassel?
Well, maybe a mortgage. My son's birthday is coming this Friday, 10th birthday, so...
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So everything is coming together for you so nicely here.
Yeah.
€81,190.40.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Wowie.
Hello, Hassel.
No hassle in the castle for Hassel as he wins €81,190.40. His little boy's birthday's on Friday. That's tomorrow. And Like we say all the time, life-changing money. More chances to win on The Last Word after 4:30 on Today FM.
Love.
That's Anne-Marie, 2002 on Today FM. Let's bongo. Clayton Hotels have given us two nights for two, with breakfast on both mornings, one evening dinner in a lovely Clayton hotel. They're all over these Clayton hotels,
yeah.
JP.
Around the country and abroad.
They're scattered.
They are, yeah.
Scattered hither and thither.
Let me make a phone call.
Oh,
he's going to the phones.
I want to call Limerick.
Right, that's a Limerick.
That's a Limerick tone, if ever you heard one.
Hello?
Hello, is that Carl?
Yes, it is indeed.
How are we doing, Carl? It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM.
I'm great, thanks. And yourself, Ray?
Middling to rough. What's your favourite colour, Carl?
My favourite colour? Blue.
Snap?
Yeah.
Carl, you and me are best friends
now.
Solid. Carl, do you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a significant other, a husband or wife? What's your
name? I have a significant other.
Yeah, whom?
Yeah, Alex is her name.
Alex.
And we have a little girl here as well with us, okay. Nora.
Nora, is she your own?
She is, of course.
Right. Hi to Nora. How old is she?
She's 9 months and 2.5 weeks.
You stop, baby. Oh, when you said nine, I thought like 9 years old, and I've got one of them myself. They're not exciting at all. But a new baba, congratulations.
Exactly. Thanks very much.
How are you getting on?
Great. Fantastic.
Lovely. That's lovely.
Consistency of the poo at that age, Ray?
Jesus Christ, JP.
It's solid at that stage, is it?
Solid. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Just two a day.
Two a day.
We're not asking about you, Carl, now. We're asking about the baby.
Oh, sorry about that.
TMI, man. TMI. Right, love to the family. Let's do our game. I have to go into the isolation booth for this, do I? Yeah. Right, okay.
It's just over there.
So, Carl, I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. I just got to go in here. Okay, right.
And make sure you close that behind you. Thanks. Okay, so he's in a secure location, our ISO chamber, Carl. Means I'm going to tell you about today's Clayton Hotel. It's in a city. You remember the city. Then when Ray comes back out of the isolation chamber, you give him a number of clues as to that city. If he gets it right, you win the stay, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Let me tell you about Clayton Hotel, Burlington Road. If you're looking to come to Dublin this autumn, Clayton Hotel, Burlington Road is a great option. Take time out to enjoy some of what Dublin has to offer, whether it's feeding the ducks at Stephen's Green or checking out some of the great galleries and museums the city has to offer. Clayton's Fall in Love with the City package includes a bottle of Prosecco, a la carte breakfast and late checkout until 2 p.m. with on-site parking available too. More details on claytonhotels.com.
Did you call me?
You know what, you're spot on time.
You gave me that look, you gave me the kind of...
Perfect timing.
You gave me the nod and the wink.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He knew.
So, does he have everything?
I do indeed.
He does.
Close that door.
He's ready to go.
Sorry. Okay. Right. So, you've got 30 seconds then, Carl, to get me to say where it is without you saying where it is.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Second starting now. Go for it.
Yeah.
The capital of Ireland.
Oh, Cork.
Oh, we did this on Monday. We had Cork. Capital of Ireland is Dublin.
Okay.
As well, you know.
There's a lovely park. It's the biggest park in Europe.
Well, we did Phoenix Park.
Yeah,
Dublin. So but there's loads of them in Dublin, isn't there? We did Leopardstown the other day.
It's right beside the zoo.
Beside the zoo. Phoenix Park.
Where's the zoo?
Rhymes with Merlot.
Yeah. Where's
your
the zoo?
Kind of wine. Rhymes with Merlot.
The Burlington.
Yeah!
Oh! On Burlington Road.
You only had to name the city, not the exact hotel.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
You made it fierce difficult.
I thought there was, because there's loads of them in Dublin. So, Burlington Road.
Yep.
Is that the one?
Hold on, Carl.
We got it. Carl, we did it!
Fantastic. Oh, yes. One last thing. Can I just say hello to everyone?
Of course.
In my house and all my family and everything. But one last thing, Ray. Love the show.
Hey, cheers, brother. Congratulations. Yeah,
rock your body,
yeah. Another winner on Today FM. Well done, Carl. Everybody. A break for two nights. In any Clayton Hotel of your choosing is all yours. And another chance to win. Tomorrow!
That's great.
Tom Grennan and All These Nights on Today FM. Play the music you love. I Rain JP. Can I get a birthday shout out for Jack O'Keefe? It's Jack's birthday today.
Birthday, Jack.
Can't believe it. 11 years old today from his mad clan, Mary, Milo, Eva or Ava, Simon and Mam and Dad. We love the show. Hey.
Happy birthday, Jack. Oh, what a show.
Oh, yeah.
What good old fun.
Was.
Catching up with old mates, old pals. Mairead Ronan was in earlier on. Catching on the listen back or on the Go Loud app or on the podcasts. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. Yeah. We didn't get to do Tom Grennan's Bread, where we break the sad news to Mairead Ronan that she's been dumped as the face of Brennan's Bread. They're now going with pop hunk Tom Grennan in Tom Grennan's Bread. We didn't get to do Backstreet Life Boys, where Kevin, AJ, Lance, Justin, Kevin, Nick and Mikey from the Backstreet Boys tell us they're launching a new water safety campaign in Backstreet Life Boys. And we didn't get to do Good Body Stockbrokers. Good Body Stockbrokers, where we launch our new charity Christmas calendar featuring the finest bodies, that's female and male.
Of course.
On the stockbroking scene, there's some sexy stockbrokers in Good Body Stockbrokers.
Maybe we'll get to do that tomorrow.
Hey, we're on from two. Have a lovely evening. The last word is on the way next.